One. Welcome back, everyone, to the
Slot
Chat. It's been a while since I did that.
Didn't like that.
It's been a minute.
Podcast. He really let it all out right there. The Slot Chat podcast. I'm your host, CTF Football. The Slot Chat podcast on Instagram and Connor Cage, joined as always by my co-host Anthony Bakta or Andrew Bakta. You've changed your name to Andrew Tackick.
That don't be me.
No, I promise it is. look at your Slide Job podcast.
Wait, what the hell? And why is it Adrian?
I've had this bit playing for weeks, and I forgot the name of the account.
In the draft, but I guess it's Andrew Tackick now. I don't know.
It's an interesting scenario we have found ourselves in.
Yeah, we're gonna change it back now. Yes, I'll leave the profile picture though.
Yeah, I do. I am taking a screenshot of this. Yeah, as always, joined by Andrew Tackick. We got a lot to talk about because we've not done a single podcast in the off season. I want to just go ahead and say this, get it out of the way with. Congratulations, Joey Logano, on being the 2022 NASCAR Cup Series champion. We don't care. Are you alive?
We don't
care. Oh, there you are. Are you behind? Are you good?
I'm here.
It was, but you're back now.
Is it really delayed?
Okay, no one gives a crap that Joe Logano won the championship last year. That's why we didn't do any podcasts. Also, I worked like all the time through the NASCAR season last year, and we couldn't just completely get on board with doing it. Like, we weren't able to do it much at all last year. But we're back this year, hopefully as much as we can be, talking about the Cup Series and the duels that just happened. What were your takeaways from the two races we saw tonight?
I don't think there's much to take away from the duels because no one really does a whole lot. But I thought that they were some decent racing throughout the night.
The second one was sick. I liked it a lot.
The second one was better, but I was also slightly less interested because
I like how you're back to being in the draft, but you still have Adrian as your profile picture.
Shouldn't leave that one.
Okay, that's fine. I love how they left Blaney out to dry in the last lap.
Dude, when do they not? Let's be honest. Blaney's everyone's best friend until the last lap, and then they all leave him. It is so sad.
He's overly aggressive to a point where no one wants to join him in his moves.
But he's not.
I mean, they think he is. He might not be, but his moves to them are just completely out of the ordinary. And they don't.
But everyone loves to be with Brad Keselowski because Brad Keselowski's a great guy to bump with. So it was Daniel Suarez, apparently.
He nearly raced everyone.
Kyle Busch would disagree with me.
Yeah, I thought the races were good. I thought that I was very impressed with the fact that the second one wasn't all single file. Like, they actually went like for like 30 laps side by side. Uncommon.
Shout out Todd Gilliland.
Yeah, what a save, dude.
What a save. What a run. Shout out. It's kind of weird seeing Kyle Busch in a different 8 car. That was strange to me.
Yeah, that is odd.
And then he died.
He had a solid car in this race. Wasn't able to do it, but let's get to Duel 1. What were your thoughts on Duel 1, just as a whole of a race? Not how good it was, but what were your takeaways? I took more away from Duel 2, because Duel 1 was kind of just single file the entire time.
The Chevys didn't look all that great, but, you know, that I don't read too much into it, but the Chevys don't dominate the plate tracks too often. It's more of a Ford thing.
Yeah.
But I mean, it wasn't. I mean, Ford obviously looked good. Toyota was unimpressive, like, all weekend, I feel like.
Yeah, they didn't qualify well.
Not at all. So, you know, it was fine. I wasn't overly impressed with anybody. I mean, it went the way it was kind of supposed to. Logano and Blaney were at the front. Like, the front runners at the front. People that sucked weren't at the front. And
Yep.
You know, it was a very easy, just, you know, it was like, what was supposed to happen? And then it didn't happen. Nothing really happened until the last, like, couple laps, and then they moved, and then Blaney got hung out to dry. So it was like any other plate race I've ever watched in my life.
Yeah, all right. I want to say a quick shout out to let's see. No one. This one was a boring race. No one really even to shout out. Nothing much happened. No cautions.
Joey Logano, so I think I deserve a shout out.
Yeah, shout out Joey Logano. He won the race. Good for him. He wins a lot of races. And that is one thing I can't say about him. Now let's get to the one where I actually have notes on, because this race was actually interesting. Duel 2, what were your thoughts?
It was a lot better. We had, I mean, I think Mike Joy said it before the races even started, that one will be good and one will be bad. Like, one is going to be a race, one will be a bad race. And it just so happened to be that that was a good race. It was a good race. I'd like to see Gilliland at the front. A couple of smaller teams at the front too, which was, I thought, was enjoyable. So yeah, I don't have any complaints there. It wasn't bad.
First thought, Connor Daly backed his way into the Daytona 500.
He did. Out. Connor Daly, friend of the show.
Shout out. He's friend of the show because he shares my exact same spelling for my first name.
He does. That's true.
So we call him Connor T NASCAR, I guess is his name now.
That's tough.
But yeah, he kind of just didn't have a good car. Reading his Twitter, like the Twitter, he was like so confused. Like, he was brutally confused. He was like that dog meme, this dude is retarded meme, the dog.
Yeah.
That's kind of just how it was for him in this race. He was just like, I don't think this is how I'm supposed to feel. And he was right. He did not run well. He was bouncy. He looked like when you try to delete an app and all the apps start bouncing. He was not a great run for Connor Daly, but he did just enough to get into the race, as in he didn't wreck before Austin Hill did. So there's that.
Yeah, you know, they're the duels, man. There's only so much you can say.
Yeah. Justin Haley's window flew off his car.
I didn't see that. That was fun. Good for him.
That was definitely weird. Travis Pastrana was very confused on what his hand signals were supposed to be when he's telling people to move under him. He thought that someone would get mad at him because he gave the wrong hand signal.
I also just realized that when I texted you that Ryan Blaney led the first lap of the season, I was actually wrong because I forgot the clash happened.
I know, I didn't correct you on that, but yeah, you were wrong.
I forgot that the clash sucked so bad I forgot it happened.
It was not great. I guess we should mention the clash at least.
It sucked.
Travis Pastrana. Let's see. Talk about how Suarez got too handsy with Kyle Busch and turned him.
Suarez getting handsy, huh?
Yep.
I don't blame him. And like he's got a hot girlfriend. Like, that's fine. But yeah, he did push a little bit too hard. I'm surprised we didn't get any like angry Kyle Busch comments after that happened. But I guess not.
On the radio, he wasn't.
I can't imagine he was thrilled. But yeah, that happened. I mean, I'm glad that we saw some sort of incident today. It was fun.
Mm-hmm.
I felt bad for Travis Pastrana, who was involved, but he already made it, so it don't really matter.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was just, I just don't read a whole lot into these races.
It's not ideal to read them. I mean, it doesn't matter where you qualify in Daytona 500. If you have a good car and a good strategy, you can do anything.
Oh, yes, definitely.
In the race itself. I mean, Denny Hamlin finished ninth, ran like 18th ball race and tweeted that he loved his car. So, and just do be like that sometimes. But when Kyle Busch was wrecked, Travis Pastrana ended up bumping Austin Hill into the wall and into, I believe, Riley Herbst. And that just destroyed Austin Hill's car. Austin Hill was not able to continue. And
Riley Herbst was in this race?
Yeah, Riley Herbst was in this race, yes.
I did not know that. No wonder that was the one that had an incident in it.
He's driving the number 15. He's a chartered car, so he will be in the show. So
that's the chartered car?
Yeah, the arguments against charters continue with the fact that Riley Herbst is the guaranteed spot in the race.
That's not good. I don't want to see him.
Then we get more Travis Pastrana excellence on the race, where his tip was just turn left at the Sunoco sign, which Good point. Didn't realize there were Sunoco signs every time you turn left, but he's right.
Tony and Clint said there.
And then Cindric, with about 10 to go, nearly wrecked about 26 times, saved it all the time. And then break down the Todd Gilliland save.
Yeah, that was save. He's not all that bad. I'll be honest. He's like a decent player. A decent player. Decent driver. He's got a future. Better than Cole Custer.
Friend of the show. Indeed. And Todd Gilliland. He is like a slide job comment before. So good for him.
What's Cole Custer doing this year?
He's racing the 07 car full time in Xfinity.
Yeah, because he sucks.
Well, I think he's going to actually probably dominate Xfinity. Like, he might pull a Justin Allgaier and just be the next Justin Allgaier.
He could. Although Justin Allgaier. I mean, for his sake. But...
So let's get to let's talk about Sunday. Let me look at the actual lineup, because now we have it set in stone. What are your thoughts on what's going to happen Sunday? Hopefully Sunday.
It's not going to rain.
We hope not.
That'd be sad, but I don't think it's going to.
So what are your thoughts on the race Sunday?
I think it's going to be really good. I think it's going to be very – there's a lot, I like how many cars came out for this race, because I think the cars that actually –
No, you're good now. Sorry.
Oh. Like, during the duels, and during, especially the second one where they were side-by-side, did they change his package at all this year or no?
I think I would have heard about that if they did. But they look the same.
Anyway, package works either way. So, like, I'm not worried about that. So, I think it's going to be good.
The package is the least of their concerns when it comes to the NASCAR. when it comes to the plate tracks.
True. I'm just kind of preparing myself mentally for Blaney to somehow get screwed again.
So here is the rundown. Alex Bowman, Kyle Larson, Joey Logano, Eric Almirola, Christopher Bell, Austin Cindric, Ryan Blaney, Chase Elliott, Chris Buescher, Brad Keselowski, Mike McDowell, Corey LaJoie, Kevin Harvick, Todd Gilliland, Bubba Wallace, MTJ, Zane Smith, Denny Hamlin, Harrison Burton, Ryan Preece, William Byron, Noah Gragson, Ross Chastain, Daniel Suarez, Eric Jones, Tyler Reddick, Austin Dillon, Justin Haley, Jimmy Johnson, Chase Briscoe, Adrian Allmendinger, Bishop McLeod, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Connor Daly, Ty Gibbs, Kyle Busch, Cody Ware, Riley Herbst, Ty Dillon, and Travis Pastrana. That is your starting lineup for the Daytona 500. Anthony, give me right now on the spot, and you can change it whenever you give me the real top five. You can give me your prediction for the top five in this race.
Ryan Blaney. I'm picking him till he wins. I don't care. Ryan Blaney, which is like a fair, it's like a fair guess. Like, yeah.
Yeah, it's Ryan good Blaney.
Bubba. Mm-hmm. Chase. MTJ.
Ooh, interesting pick.
I kind of want to say Connor Daly, but I'm not going to.
Okay.
Todd Gilliland. Well, no. Yeah, Todd Gilliland. I'll.
All right. I'll start from not the winner, because that's boring. I'll start from fifth down. So, fifth up, sure. Even though the number's lower. Anyway, let's go with fifth. We'll go Todd Gilliland. I like that pick.
It really was a fantastic pick.
Yes, it was really well done.
Thank you.
Fourth, give me Denny Hamlin. Third, okay. Give me Ryan Blaney. Fourth, give me Michael McDowell. And first, give me Eric Almirola to win the Daytona 500.
Wow.
He had a good car. He didn't actually wreck like he usually does. He might wreck again.
Wow.
But I'm going Eric Almirola with my pick. Last year I picked Eric Jones. didn't go well. Didn't go great.
Who did I pick last year? Probably Ryan Blaney.
Tyler Reddick is who you picked last year.
Oh, that didn't go well either.
Not ideal, no. Let me confirm. I think I picked
him. Wait, I didn't see him today. What car is he driving?
He's in the 45 this year
with 2311. Yeah. I didn't see him today.
Yeah, he ran like 16th all race. He qualified 28th, so he didn't have a good weekend at all.
No,
he didn't qualify well at all in speed anyway. So
interesting. Okay, well there you go.
There you do go.
I do be going.
Let's go through the schedule. I want to talk about the schedule, mainly the new tracks that they added and different variations of tracks. So
yeah,
we got Daytona Auto Club final Auto Club race. We keep hearing.
Well, that's been the same thing for 4 years now.
Of this current Auto Club, but that's probably going to get nixed anyway. I'm hearing that that's probably going to get nixed. Las Vegas, Phoenix, Atlanta, repaved Atlanta. We saw it some last year twice. It was fun for what it was. Better than the actual Atlanta. I'll give
almost
it
that. Won that one too.
Larson also almost won that one last year. But of course he wrecked because it's a play track.
I'm betting Larson less on fantasy score on Prize Picks on Sunday.
Okay, it's fair. It is a play track. He will wreck. He will wreck.
Exactly.
Coda. Can't wait for Coda. It was good last year.
Wait, what's the date on Coda?
Coda is March 26th.
I won't be there yet. Dang it.
I mean, we can go. I'm down. I'm down.
I won't be in Austin yet, but yes, that is a thing.
April 2nd is Richmond. Let's skip that one. Let's all not watch that race. April 9th, the actual only race that I probably might go to, the Bristol Dirt Race.
Why not the night race?
I might go there too. Who knows? Martinsville. Always good to see Martinsville in the schedule.
Nashville's good though too. Is Nashville on the schedule?
Nashville, I believe, is on the schedule. Yes.
Good.
Talladega, Dover. Okay. We can skip Dover as well.
Dover's okay sometimes. Richmond is not.
Darlington. Now this is the big one, folks. The NASCAR All-Star Race at North freaking Wilkesboro Speedway.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Like, that's sick. I've never seen a North Wilkesboro race in my life. Ever. So, that'll be cool. Like, that might not even fit. Like, that track is so small, it might not even fit the cars. Although, the Clash did fine. So, maybe not. Coke 600, your favorite race, even though I think it's the worst race in the schedule. you like it more than I do, I'll say.
I do like the Coke 600. I do. I don't deny that.
I get bored by it. We've got the WWT Raceway race. This will be at, of course, Gateway. The NOMA. Would you be there at June 11th? Would you be in the NOMA?
Yeah, I could be.
You could be in the NOMA, folks. June 25th is Nashville. July 2nd, go out and get shot at the Chicago Street Course. July 9th.
It's by the way,
I've got a prediction for the Chicago Street Course. Here's my prediction.
Okay.
Jimmy Johnson finishes top three.
That's not very bold, but I like it.
Did I say bold prediction?
No.
How dare you bash my prediction?
No, it was a good prediction. I said it was a good one.
July 9th, we go back to Atlanta. July 16th, yes. We get the Crayon 301, which is maybe the best name I've ever seen for a race ever. The Crayon 301. The Crayon
where?
At New Hampshire. The Great. Crayon.
Love.
This is also a pretty good name though for a race. The MM's Fan Appreciation 400 at Pocono. Ooh. This one's really good too. NASCAR Cup Series race at Richmond is what this one's called.
Damn, that one's tough. I love that one. That makes me so excited for Richmond.
Michigan, Indianapolis road course.
What's Michigan's called? Busch Light 400?
Firekeepers Casino 400.
Oh, it is that one. That's my bad. I always went to the Busch Light Apple scheme.
Yes, that is a solid scheme. It's your favorite scheme. One of them.
Lenny won Michigan 2 years ago.
He did. Didn't win it all last year.
Don't remind me.
didn't win a single race.
I missed that feeling.
Then in August 20th, we go bowling at the Glen.
That's a weird sponsor to me. Like, why is bowling sponsoring
NASCAR? I don't know, but it's sort of synonymous with Watkins Glen at this point.
It is, because the name of the race is good.
Coke 600 or Coke 400 at Daytona. The end of the regular season. Then the playoffs start, and we get Darlington, Kansas, and Bristol. Then you get Texas, Talladega, and Charlotte.
Texas!
And then you love to see this. Las Vegas, Homestead, Martinsville. What a three race schedule in the round of eight. Those are three good tracks. Vegas, Homestead, and Martinsville. And then the championship race at Phoenix. What sticks out to you in that you're looking forward to most?
Not Phoenix. But North Wilkesboro. I think everyone will say that. That's going to be awesome.
I'm a staunch supporter of Phoenix Raceway.
I like the Raceway. I've been twice. Great place. The racing is not the best.
I'm a big supporter of Phoenix Raceway.
Had a large conversation at Phoenix Raceway. Me and my guy.
Who's your guy? It kind of cut out.
Eric,
indeed. Friend of the show, Eric. But the best track in the schedule, as usual, is Homestead. And it should still be the championship race. I'm not denying that.
I don't know about the best track of the schedule. It's a little bit of a bold take.
It's not the best track. The best track is probably Talladega. We agree on
that. Yeah. Or Bristol.
Bristol's good. So, Anthony, let's get to the playoffs. Let's teleport ourselves 7 months in the future and get to the playoffs. Give me your 16 drivers you think will be in. I don't care where they went at. I don't care if they come their way in. Give me 16 drivers that you think will make the playoff.
Do I have to give it in order?
No, you do not, and you may not.
Okay, good. Ryan Blaney.
Mm-hmm.
Joey Logano.
Ignore me while I look up NASCAR drivers.
Is Cindric going to make the playoffs? Yeah, we'll get to him. Cindric.
He'll probably win a road course.
Yeah. MTJ. Hamlin. Bell. I don't think Ty Gibbs makes it. What other team? Chase. Byron. Larson. Is Bowman to get lucky?
Probably. He tends
sure. To. Bowman. Okay, so wait. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Who else exists? Harvick. Not Priest Briscoe.
You're picking Harvick, but you're not picking Bowman?
I picked Bowman too.
Oh, okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12. Bubba, Reddick, Kyle Busch. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. I got one more spot. Who am I going to give it to? I hate Austin Dillon.
Austin Dillon finds a way to get in every year, though.
Am I missing somebody obvious?
Have you said Briscoe?
Yeah.
You say Chastain?
No. Oh, my God. I forgot the track house, guys. Oh, no. This is harder than I thought. Okay. Bowman's going away.
No, you're still picking, but I think that we're going to have another situation like last year where more than 16 drivers win.
Probably. Okay, so if I'm giving 16, I took away Bowman, and I put in Suarez and Chastain.
You don't think Bowman makes the playoffs?
Dude, he's not consistent enough. If it's a win, he's not making it.
Did he make it last year?
Yes, because he won.
Okay.
I think he won like once at Las Vegas, and that was it.
I do remember that race, because Larson should have won.
I'm pretty sure I saw. So, that's my logic.
Okay, I'm going to go with my picks now. Those are your 16. At some point, down, Anthony, we'll do like a collab post of the post and put the 16 drivers we think will get in. So we have actually reference to it.
Are you going to pick Ryan Blaney to make playoffs?
It's going to be interesting. I'm going to get the ones that are obvious and we'll have them out of the way first.
Well, that one's obvious, right?
I mean, not if he doesn't win.
Oh. Well, I think it's obvious.
Logano, Larson, Elliott, Hamlin, chest. Byron Bowman. Blaney. I'll say Blaney.
Yeah. We win it.
Harvick will probably win a random Richmond race. There's so many good drivers probably in this field. I think Kyle Busch. I think Kyle Busch will make it. Give me Tyler Reddick. I think Ty Gibbs makes it. I think Ty Gibbs will win a race. Okay. Did I ask?
I'm just giving you my personal opinion.
Okay. Martin Truex Jr. Austin Cindric. And I don't think I said Trace Briscoe. Take away Austin Cindric.
Take him away.
And put in Christopher Bell and Chase Briscoe.
Okay. That's not that surprising, I don't think.
But I could definitely see people I didn't pick. I could see Eric Almirola winning a random race. I could see AJ Allmendinger for sure winning a road course. Dinger.
Forgot about Dinger.
I think Austin Dillon winning a race. He always is around that picture. Chris Buescher might win Homestead for no reason. It's possible. Eric Jones showed speed last year on occasion. Bubba. Daniel Suarez, I didn't pick. I didn't pick Ryan Preece. So there's a lot of guys that I think can win that I don't have winning. And they might even win races, but I think that we'll just have so many winners this year that it's hard to get in.
I can agree with that for sure.
I think it's the most stacked field in a long time in NASCAR.
I agree with that.
You got any news tidbits of any sort?
Oh, my news corner. Not really. I feel like everything's kind of happened, and now we're just waiting on the season. Like, I don't think there's much to talk about.
Yep.
News-wise, like, not really. Like, Kyle Busch went to RCR. Reddick's at 2311, and yeah, that kind of happened.
Those are definitely two big moves. I guess we can say Alex Bowman resigned for 3 years.
He did. I think that was a waste of 3 years of Ally sponsorship.
You hate him so much. I love it.
I'm not a big fan of his, I'll be honest with you.
There's the one race that he definitely deserved to win in his career at Auto Club when he brought the greatest car that's ever been brought to any race ever.
That is so annoying to me because Blaney's car was so good on any other day he wins. Like, I cannot believe like that the one day Alex Bowman just has decided, you know, let's be good for once.
That was the Blaney had like a top two. Tip of all time. That was a crazy car. Do you remember who qualified a pole for that race, by the way?
I don't.
Clint Bowyer.
Really?
Yes, Clint Bowyer qualified a pole for that Auto Club race randomly. It was weird. And then everybody acted like Jimmy did because he led him the green even though he was second.
Hey, you know, I'll give that to Jimmy. Jimmy led him the green. I don't care.
Well, Anthony, do you think that we have any more to talk about? Do you think we're good for this season premiere?
I think we're good. I don't have anything else to say. I usually have stuff to say. This time I really don't.
Yeah, I think Sunday's going to be good. I think Eric Almirola wins. You said you think who wins?
Ryan Blaney.
Ryan Blaney. Let's pick last place. Connor Daly, right?
No. It's not. It's Riley Herbst.
That's actually a pretty good pick. He probably does wreck out in the second lap.
Yep. He pulls it. What's his name?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
What's his name?
Cope.
Derek Cope.
Yeah. Shout out Derek Cope. Sadly, not in the race this year. But also, praise the good Lord above, he's not.
Exactly. Yeah, man.
Well, we shall be back. When is it? When will it be? Will it be next year? Will it be next week? Who knows? For the Slide Job Podcast on Instagram, always joined by my co-host, Andrew Takik. And we will see you all next time.
Yep.